I think we'd also be very positive because, okay, we lost the league final. Was it by 3 points in the end? I think it was. But we could have easily have won that game and won it well if we converted our I suppose, the amount of times we had the ball. But look, it wasn't to be. But I would still say it was quite a positive campaign. A lot of girls got a lot of matches under their belts. So they're after getting kind of maybe used of the senior pace and all those things. So no, I'd still be very positive. And look, as much as anything, it was disappointing to lose the league final. But I think I have to say probably a lot of us got taught a lot of lessons that day, and I think we've certainly brought it back out onto the training pitch.
Good. And what are those lessons that you think that defeat and maybe as a Limerick defeat in the Munster final, what were the big learning curves?
I suppose one thing is we know we can win games. I think you'd know that from the league final, Lisa, that we actually probably retain the ball more than we have ever done. So I suppose maybe it's when you have a chance to take it. I think that was probably a valuable lesson. And in the Munster final, I think it was, you know, if you don't work hard enough at this level, we're not going to win. I think they're great lessons to learn at this stage of the year, because we know now that if we don't work hard, we're very much the same as anybody else, and anybody can win on any given day.
Because it must be said, Aoife, like, this team has obviously achieved an awful lot. And I'm going to go back to when I spoke to you after the All-Ireland final defeat last year, and you talked about how it just wasn't the sort of performance you had put in for many years. It's kind of the same sense after the league final, you know, just you're not representing yourselves as well as you have in the last couple of years. And I suppose everyone's kind of wondering why.
Yeah, and look, I suppose if I had the answer, I'd probably... a rich woman at this stage. Yeah. So to be honest, you know, and look, yeah, I spoke to you after last year's Ashes final, and obviously was very, very disappointed. And it was the same after the league. And I think what probably disappointed us the most was we probably felt we didn't do the Cork jersey with the same level of pride as we would like to have. I do think maybe the true supporters in Cork, the most thing they want from you is that you fill the jersey with pride and you wear it that way. Whether you win or lose, obviously winning is the bonus, but that you make sure you go out and you do yourself and the county proud. And look, we probably didn't do that, and I think we're all very much aware of it. And I don't think anybody's more disappointed than the players and the management. Hopefully we're correcting whatever errors we made. And that we love getting off to a slow start, Lisa. So hopefully we'll finish strong.
And I just wanted to ask you as well about speaking to your manager, Paddy Murray, after the league final and indeed the Munster final. His honesty has to be commended, because, you know, you don't often hear it in GAA, but he did place a lot of the responsibility for the defeats on the players and the failure to follow through on what had been worked on in training and things like that. Is that fair from your point of view, from the players' point of view?
Well, look, I can only speak for myself on that point, Lisa. And look, I can't overly disagree or argue with him. And I think if anybody knows what myself and Paddy's relationship is like, we like to argue and disagree with each other more often than not. And look, they gave us instructions and we didn't fully carry those out or commit to them. And I suppose maybe that was disappointing as a player. And often as a player, Lisa, and I can only speak honestly about myself, the first thing you often tend to do is point the finger elsewhere. And as players, I think, you know, there's that old saying where, you know, if you point the finger, always remember that there's three pointing right back at you. And I know the players, we've had to do an awful lot of that and kind of maybe look at ourselves and what we're doing. And, you know, we have a new way of training this year, and maybe it's just taking us time to get used to it. But I truly think that if we carry out what we're being trained to do by the lads and by Paddy, then listen, I think we're in with a hell of a shot.
Yeah. Well, we kind of have to look at, as you said, a very positive league campaign until the league final. That league final, like, it was marginal. The couple of different flashpoints in that game could have completely changed the result. And obviously it was disappointing to lose to Limerick, but you can kind of turn that into a positive when you're, you know, it's a stick to beat you with, to use a cliche, going into the championship proper.
Yeah, and look, I suppose my dad always said to me, you know, wherever there's a negative, if you look hard enough, there's always a positive. And I think that there was huge positives, but I suppose we were so disappointed, maybe taken us a bit of time to figure out what they were. And I do believe that, and maybe it's the management have had chance to look at us as well and maybe tweak things a small bit on the training ground. And look, all I can say, Lisa, is I've absolutely loved training, even though we've had two defeats. I've absolutely loved it, and I'm really enjoying it.
I'm glad to hear that, because I wanted to know, because you came out of retirement last year, we'll say. So when things start to go to get tougher, I wonder, you're still enjoying it anyway?
Yeah, I actually, look, honestly, I'm probably enjoying it more than I have done in quite a long time. And maybe it's a factor of a number of things, Lisa, but I absolutely love it. I wish I could be down in Cork for training more often. I suppose it's maybe a compliment to Kevin and the lads that, you know, I'm 33 and I'm probably there 16 years and I'm constantly being challenged at training, mentally and physically, and I think that's great, and I'm absolutely loving it, and I hope the other girls are too. And I think if we can put all those things together, you know, at the very least, we can maybe do the people of Cork and maybe with a bit more pride than we did last year.
Well, it all begins. The All-Ireland Championship group stages start against Tipperary on June 10th. Just to look at Tipperary for a minute as an opposition, they've certainly been grown in their threat over the last couple of years. So how do you assess that opener?
I think it's probably one of the toughest openers we could have got. You know, we're going down to the rag in Tip against Tip. We have to know at this stage as players, you know, just even ignoring the management for a minute, as players, we have to know that we're not going to get a ping. Like, we're not going to get any luck. We're not going to get any sort of rubber green from any of the referees in Tip, because it's going to be a complete and utter battle. And actually, I think it's a good thing, because you'll be able to assess your hunger and your desire and I suppose the work rate. And look, if we don't have work rate next Saturday, we won't come out as winners.
And a group that includes Limerick again, so it's another collision course at Limerick after the Munster final. Wexford and Offaly then away. I like the way the group works out for you in terms of away and home fixtures, and Wexford as the kind of main threat in that group, the way they're at home in your third game. It's not a bad way, the way it's worked out for you.
Yeah, look, I think I was actually having a chat about this yesterday in Croke Park, and like how even maybe teams have gotten over the last number of years. I think we've always struggled to beat Wexford in Wexford. And if you, I suppose, had seen how Offaly played against Kilkenny in, that was Leinster semi or final, maybe I think it was the final, you wouldn't want to be playing them either. I think Kilkenny gave us a point, or it was a very close game. So all in all, like, if you don't get off to a good start next Saturday, we'll be struggling. We'll be struggling, Lisa, for the rest of that group to try and even get out of it. Never mind get a semi-final.
Really? Do you feel that way? That's the importance of the Tipperary match?
I really do, and I'm sure that's how they see it as well. You know, to be honest, this will be a big game for them, because if they can take Arscals next Saturday, like, you know, the door is completely open for everybody in the group. And I just feel like if we don't work hard, We'll find it tough, but that goes for all teams, to be honest.
Yeah, and if you mentioned being up on Croke Park for the national launch of the championship, when you look around the group of players and the different representatives from each county, when you look at the performances through the league, is there any surprise package in the Camogie Championship this year? You know, you'll always have the Kilkennys and the Corks and Wexford. Any surprise package for you? I should say Galway, being a Galway woman as well.
But when you're going to bring them up?
Where's it coming from?
Look, I suppose there's always one, isn't there? There's always one or two teams that kind of make a burst of it. But I do think you look at the likes of Offaly, I think they'll be tough. Limerick, Tip. So it could come from anybody, and I don't know who that would be. But certainly, I would say, you know, your own county, Galway, I would say they're probably enjoying the I suppose, people pushing the Cork-Kilkenny, I suppose, rivalry over the past 12 months. Mm. I'd say they're quite happy kind of waiting in the wings. And, I think nobody can forget about them this year.
Okay. Music to my ears. But look, I do wish you the very best luck this season, Aoife. It all starts Tipperary, June 10th in the rag, as you said. So we're looking forward to that next Saturday. Aoife, thank you very much. And look, the very best of luck to you.
Cheers, Ethan. Hopefully we can do you all proud.